96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, December 28th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and we're going to have a discussion about 2023 political awards. That's what I'm going to talk about, Aaron, and I'm glad you're here. I have some categories, and I need the listening audience to call in, text in, to help us conclude the awards. What I'm going to do is read the list. You have my list still there, Aaron?
I do have the list, and I've added, without your permission, I've added some names to some categories to the list.
Add all those categories. So okay. First category will be most photographed politician. I need you to text in. I need you to call in and tell me who is the most photographed politician for 2023. Then, for the most photogenic politician. Yeah. I assume you add that in, because that doesn't sound like me, right?
No.
Most photogenic politician. That means when you see the picture, you say, oh, that's nice. You know, they always look nice.
There's a particular category. It's not just that you look nice, right? But that your picture could like... there's a problem that you're addressing. Mm-hmm. But like when I see your picture, I forget about the problem entirely. I just need to see your picture. And the problem solved.
And the picture gives confidence, exudes confidence.
Right, like the clip you played earlier in the year.
Yeah.
That woman would have given Keith Bell. She just need to see him and she feel like things going to be better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another category will be hardest working politician. Call and text me and tell me who you believe is the hardest working politician. Another category, most productive politician.
I add that one too.
Yeah, I see that. Right?
But let me say why.
Go ahead.
Because you could be the hardest working politician, but you may not actually be producing anything.
And I'm going to give commentary because I want to know my top story based on that. So after I read this list, I'm going to go back to the most productive. Because I believe one of the politicians I'm going to mention today, I know they're being productive in their portfolio, right? The next category is most disappointing politician. That politician, you said, man, that one ain't make no sense. I thought so much, I expected so much of this politician, and they just discouraged me. The most disappointing politician, you call in, you text in, and tell me who is the most disappointing politician. The next category is faded into the background. I know some Family Island politicians who are faded into the background. I don't even know what they look like. I need you to call and text to say which politician has faded into the background. You forget that they even is an MP, right? I also have a category say talk the most. That politician who just like talk but says nothing. Talk the most but just says nothing. That politician who just like talk and but nothing that comes to their mouth. Makes sense or changes things or makes a national impact. So, you can call and text me and let me know that. Okay. The politician would most likely to be the next leader of the PLP, next leader of the FNM. The politician most likely to lead next, right? Or next leader of the country. 2025, it could be a big year.
Or next leader of the COI.
Yes, it'd be some revolts and some coups. Expect that. Next category is most likely to be unelected. Now, this is a big category. You need to start writing these categories down so you could call in and say, and just riddle off your answer. Most likely to be unelected. I know the PLP have a lot of MPs, and one or two of them most likely ain't going to be elected.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Who ain't even going to make it to the nomination hall?
You believe some people ain't get nominated?
I mean, I believe some people may not. Some incumbents may not stand in the next election.
You think someone in the FNM would not be nominated? Who constituency all the way out west? Let me just go. Continue. Let's continue, right? Next category is most scandal-saddled politician. this politician every time they come on is a scandal after scandal after scandal. I want you to call and text in to say which politician's most scandaled, right? And not no salacious type thing, you know. Remember, I own radio and I got to keep the job. No, I get used to this money now, so I can't afford to lose it, right? So another category is which politician most likely will cross the floor. Every election we have one or two will cross the floor. We sure one or two could cross the floor. I believe one could join the COI any minute now, right?
And subcategory.
And subcategory.
Which politician is most likely to threaten to cross the floor, but you know he ain't going or she ain't going nowhere.
I like that, Aaron. I like that, right? Next category is the next politician to publish their memoir. We had two this year. Two politicians published their memoir. Who will be the next politician to talk about their grandparents with subsistence farming? I mean, I'm even going there. I know who that is, right? I write down these categories now. So
I want you all to know, there's only one category left.
Yes. I have two more.
No, not in the list.
Okay.
My daddy was a Surrey driver. Ain't nothing left.
I can't say taxi driver or butcher. Because my daddy was a butcher. That's a good job.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same effect.
No.
Is a Surrey driver.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I need to have them right. Okay, anyway. Next category is the politician most likely to become a millionaire by 2026. Last category for this is politicians most likely to have profound memory loss. I can't recall. Those are the categories for the day. I'll have Aaron Green quickly read all of them. You have more?
Yeah.
Okay. I can have you read all of them so people can be reminded, so who didn't get to write down the names,
mm-hmm.
so they can be aware.
So let me throw out the numbers. Yes. The numbers to call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259, 242-300-5720.
The text line full. You should see the text line full. Everyone texting their categories. But go ahead with the list again.
Family Island residents, 242-300-5720. Toll free, call in.
You need some Grand Bahama people to call. Talk with their politician.
Which?
Especially that new one. Talk with them. What do they expect? But go ahead, I want you to read the list one more time.
Absolutely. Most photographed politician, most photogenic politician, hardest working politician, most productive politician, most disappointing politician, faded into the background politician, talked the most but said nothing politician most likely to lead next, whether it's the party or the country, most likely politician most likely to be unelected, most scandal-saddled politician most likely to cross the floor, and the second category, politician most likely to threaten to cross the floor, but we know they ain't going nowhere. Next politician to publish their memoir, politician most 26, politician most likely to have profound memory loss, politician most likely to be living in a mansion by 2026.
Let me throw this one. A number man more likely will be a member of parliament in the next general election. That's a category too. But before we start all of that, I want to hash up my top story, right? Uh-huh. Because I didn't get a chance to do it on Aaron's show.
Well, let me read the text so far.
No, let me hash up my thing first.
Okay.
Right. One, our prime minister is the Shah of the environment. I want the Bohemian people listening audience to call in and declare what have we accomplished for the last 3 years in terms of showing that we are committed to taking care of our environment, that we have put some legislation in place to say what the legislations are, right? What have we accomplished in terms of getting any money? Was there buy-in ability? Does it seem as if the Bahamian people has bought in to what the prime minister has been saying, and the idea that he's traveling up and about to make this that is his blow horn event? Has the Bahamian people embraced it to say, yes, we believe in you, prime minister. We believe in this eco quest that you are on, right? We believe inside this blue currency. What is it? What is it?
Blue economy.
Blue economy and this what a money type thing.
Carbon credits.
And the carbon credits, right? Mm-hmm. That's my top story on what I wanted to bring in, especially in terms of politicians who like to talk, but he ain't saying nothing. And I want my another top story is we have two members of parliament charged with serious
crimes
in our honorable house. Mm-hmm. And there hasn't been no uproar. That tells a lot about us as a people. Mm-hmm. It's us that is the problem. Two member of parliament charged with serious allegations. Mm-hmm. Serious allegations.
One financial crimes, one sex crimes.
Right? And no uproar. I mean, in other jurisdictions, the people resign just because they're accused. They say, man, I ain't do it. I know I ain't do it. But for decency's sake, I can resign, even though I ain't do it. Mm-hmm.
To honor the Westminster system that holds the country together.
We have bastardized the entire Westminster system. But let's go on, Aaron.
Okay.
I'll let you go and say one of these. Or let's read the text first. Then I'll let you say what you think on one of these topics until people start calling.
All right. So here are some text responses to our questions. Again, we're asking the audience to text in and call in. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, Family Island Residence, 242-300-5720 is toll-free for you to call in and share your thoughts. Most photographed politician, most photogenic politician, hardest working politician, most productive politician, most disappointing politician, faded into the post but said nothing politician, politician most likely to lead next, most likely to be unelected, most scandal-saddled politician, politician most likely to cross the floor, politician most likely to threaten to cross the floor but ain't going nowhere, next politician to publish their memoir, politician most likely to become a millionaire by 2026, politician most likely to have profound memory loss, which gaming boss will be an MP next? Here we go. Texter said Jo Beth Colby Davis is the most photographed politician for 2023.
I wonder. Well, I have her. I do. I agree that she her picture is taken a lot, along with the Prime Minister, Philip Davis. If Mr. Davis goes to the restroom, bet your dollar they can take his picture walking there. Mm-hmm. So I think she's second in contrast to the Prime Minister.
Not Clint Watson?
Mind you, Mr. Watson in every picture. I mean, even cutting people hair, he could be inside the picture. I mean, as a general manager, he all over the place. All over the place. And usually general managers stay in the office and manage
generally.
Right? Instead of interviewing people. This is a different generation.
Another text. The PM is the most ain't nothing happening on my watch.
The PM is doing things, though. I just don't know what he's doing. But I definitely traveling. And like I said, I'm still waiting to see exactly what this carbon credit thing is all about. This commitment to the environment and and this constant begging for money. Right? Mm-hmm. Going around the world saying we need money to do things. But I don't see anything we have done locally. Like, do we have those solar lampposts yet? What about the government homes being built? Do they have any solar equipped to say, well, we committed to the environment and this is how we can make sure? I see houses building, Joe Bed building houses all the time.
Are the architectural plans drawn up according to a new paradigm, a new eco-friendly, sustainable energy, alternate energy sufficient paradigm where the homes are constructed based on the natural wind flow, right? Trees are in the yard placed so that they don't disturb the foundation of the house, but they create shade to allow the house to be cool with less energy.
Do we still have that bunker sieve? Do we still use that? I'm saying we are clearly not committed. So therefore, it's just talk. Because I don't see no example to say, see, this is showing how we are committed to this.
Absolutely. I got another text here. Worst politician, PM Minutes. It's 2023. He ain't been PM.
Remember that category on which politician will not get nominated?
Unelected?
No, not nominated.
Oh, yeah, right. They ain't gonna get to nomination.
I believe, just me, C.A. Nuri, saying, if I had to endorse someone who's not going to get a nomination for the 2025 general election, I'll say Hubert Minnissey and get no nomination.
New category. Mm-hmm. Most politician most likely to run as an independent in 2026.
I say Minnissey, get that too. Most likely to run as an independent candidate.
All right. Talk too much, Dwayne Sands.
Dwayne Sands. The idea that Dwayne Sands went on Roddy Monco's show, I just shook my head and said, this man talks too much.
Two new state-of-the-art hospital. I said that was six words too many.
Mm.
You didn't need to say none of that.
Mm.
I don't know if it fade away. Shannon Dawn Cartwright, scandal-saddled MP Cornish, and MP Gibson. Gibson is not an MP. You can't put him on this list.
Mind you, MP. What do you mean he's not? He's not a minister.
Oh, sorry. I thought he meant Shane. My bad.
Ooh, I believe you intended.
That was by mistake. I say fade away is Adrian Gibson.
He has faded away. Is he still MP?
He shouldn't be. I mean, you match that part. Like, we shouldn't hear from you. But the reason we shouldn't hear from you is because you should no longer be an MP.
But is he still representing Long Island? Because, you know, you have a duty of care to speak. Is he still speaking?
Well, I tell you one thing about Long Island people. The MP is just a figurehead. Those are people who have learned to govern themselves.
But someone, you elect someone, you've given them a salary.
Yeah, and so it's up to the people of Long Island to call in at 242-300-5720 and say, we're satisfied with the representation.
They ain't grumbling.
Our MP has given us, despite what's happening.
They ain't grumbling.
All right. Another text. Politician become a millionaire by 2026. Kingsley Smith, because he doesn't have a bank account to accumulate bank fees.
Shade.
The bike fees will do it.
That's deep, dude.
That's why I'm not a millionaire.
Yeah.
Every time I'm about to hit millionaire status,
yeah,
they take 95% off.
Yeah.
Tax.
Yeah, yeah.
Fees.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I mean, that ain't no true, but I ain't close to being a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But them fees.
Mm-hmm.
Text says, what about the politician most likely to make jail? I don't like that one.
I don't like that. You try to get me fired.
It's too much doom and gloom.
You try to get us off air.
Plus, we know politicians don't go to jail in the Bahamas.
No.
You know, right? They don't go to jail.
Do they sue and get compensated by the government? Say, man, sorry for all this hang up.
All right. Another text. Most likely to get unelected. Is Patricia DeVoe, because she's always misspeaking and telling people not to complain about their light bill.
Mind you.
Let's strike a blow for DeVoe.
I mind you.
I don't think DeVoe was talking to the Bahamian people.
Who she's talking to?
I think she's talking to the Bahamian people in the House of Assembly that moment when she's speaking.
Mm.
I could give her a bye.
Like I said, I can't say definitively say whether I agree or disagree, because she on the ground.
Yeah.
She working.
I don't think she was talking to me. I know she wasn't telling Aaron Green stop complaining about the light bill.
No.
I think she's talking to the politicians. I think what may have been missed is y'all stop complaining and start doing something.
Mm.
From the moment the prime minister said there's something rotten at BPL, y'all thought I didn't have that on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't say it out loud because I shouldn't have to say it out loud. BPL should be BPL. The lack of clarity around it should be the top story.
Didn't the deputy prime minister say that they're not
satisfied?
He's not satisfied with
the communications
with the
system.
The two telecommunication system they ain't happy with. He ain't happy at all. So the government ain't happy with them.
Yeah.
That's an indictment.
You know there's three telecommunication systems, right?
Well, at least he's happy with the third one then.
I don't know. I would like
a but the two one where they have investment in, right?
Oh, right. The government invested in. Yeah. For a second there, I almost shut that down because I don't know no deputy prime minister.
We have a deputy prime minister.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give DeVoe that.
Yet.
Because I think she was talking to them and not to us, the people. I am also not going to put her there because she ain't Rao. The honorable, he has not had the prefix honorable attached yet because this is for his time, but Wayne Monroe. She ain't row him yet.
No.
And he ain't row her yet.
No.
I think she's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
If they start rowing, I'm scared for you, DeVoe. Another text. Good morning. Most productive politician, Chester Cooper.
Ministry of Tourism and the investment is doing well, especially when the government's saying that 40%, I think, That was announced. 40% of the investment is happening in Exuma.
Mm-hmm.
I say, dang.
Yeah.
That by working for a constituency, eh?
I think as an MP, he's doing very, very well. I think the tourism space is also very happy. The cruise port opening is a very, very big success. Not, of course, not all our, not all because of us, but we can take some of that success on our half. I just glad, because as a DP,
He's failing.
As a deputy prime minister, he's failing. See, this is it. You want to wear the title of deputy prime minister, then you got to wear the critique. As a deputy prime minister, you're failing. But you wanted that job. Now you have it. No text, though. We're not going to ask that. Read that text. We're not throwing that in the air. That's not nice.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, yeah. We ain't throwing that one in the air. But the text said, most likely to cross the floor.
Okay, most likely to cross the floor.
Hannah Martin.
You believe Hannah Martin will cross the floor?
No.
No.
Hannah Martin will pick up...
And threaten.
AD Hannah, good PLP party, and take it somewhere it will flourish before she crossed the floor.
Oh, she ain't going no place.
I don't think so.
No.
Now...
You think she would threaten to cross the floor?
I don't even think she'd threaten to cross the floor.
You sure that happened yet?
Yeah, I don't think she'd threaten to cross the floor. She's of an older generation. There's nothing for her in the FNM. I think that she would start her own party. She'd try to pull a CDR before...
You think she'd run independent? To make a point? I ain't for you. I like her an independent.
No, I don't think so. And I can tell you why. The PLP party, we think... Who you think the PLP party... Whose is the PLP party?
The working class, because they have a mantra to wipe every tear from their eye. That's the over underlying pin out that makes the PLP.
Out of Pinlin and AD Hannah, who is wiping every tear from wiping every eye? That's AD Hannah.
Yeah.
That ain't Pinlin.
Yeah.
PLP is AD Hannah party.
But the Pinlin adopted it and became the voice, the spokesman for that.
Pinlin pull AD Hannah close to him. Because we keep our friends close and our enemies closer.
You think that's what it is? Because I remember a story where they say, hey, you go and resign first. And when after you do your speech, I can resign next.
Who say that? Not the boy who didn't have to nominate on nomination day.
That person ended up being prime minister.
New category.
New category.
Who's the next AD Hannah? Who will not have to nominate on nomination day? Who knows that they're safe, their seat is safe?
And that's Jess Duckover. He's safe.
I don't know. I don't live in Exuma.
Who would be the next leader of the Progressive Liberal Party?
Hannah or Cooper?
It can't be both. It can't be either or.
I said Hannah or Cooper.
So you don't want to say...
I'm asking you.
Oh, I say Cooper. Unless there is a coup from the old guard. Because I think the old guard is uneasy... with a Chester Cooper, even though Chester Cooper is obvious to shoot in the next general.
Let's take it away from personality.
Keep it to the personalities.
Will money supersede institutional knowledge and expertise?
Expertise is by both. Both are very competent.
Money versus institutional knowledge and expertise.
Well, I believe money is important. And if you do not have the money, you should not lead.
You don't need money to lead.
I say you need money to lead.
Why you need money to lead?
Because that machinery needs to be oiled. And if you don't have the money to oil the machinery, you need to sit down. And that goes to any person in the PLP
If it's 2023 and you don't have a self-lubricating machine, then you need to go back to pre-majority rule time. It's 2023.
I say I support the person whoever have the money.
I got you. Got another one here. Most Trump-like politician.
Did they give a name?
Yeah.
I say go ahead.
Dr. Menace.
I say Dr. Menace is very Trumpish.
You sure?
Okay. Who will be the next leader of the FNM?
Is it
by 2025 general election? Who will be the leader of the FNM?
Is it money or is it institutional knowledge and expertise?
I say it could be combined by both. It could be a night of long knives.
All right, another category. Most obnoxious politician.
Obnoxious. I give my MP that. I'll give my MP that because he is gotcha. And I just enjoy when he gives his commentary, though. I give Mr. Frederick Mitchell most obnoxious.
Not Minutes. You don't think Minutes also is a strong contender for most obnoxious in 2023?
I tend not to listen to Minutes.
Yeah?
At all. I mean, I just turn off the TV.
I tell you who I put on the list.
Who you put on the list?
Davis.
I like Davis.
I didn't say I didn't like him.
How you get obnoxious?
I didn't say I didn't like the person. I'm saying his performance as a politician.
You say his performance is obnoxious?
I'm putting him on the list, yeah. The prime minister speaks in a particular way. It's as if it's in a conversation. Your wife
he does
ever,
shut down conversations.
Woman ever talk to you like that?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, that's obnoxious.
Yeah.
I'm putting him on the list. I didn't say I didn't like him.
Yeah, the prime minister shut down some conversations. You don't challenge the prime minister.
It's a matter of trust.
Yes. I see what he do to Sheehan. Shut that down quick.
What he did to LaRota.
Yeah, shut that
before
down
before the
quick.
Shuffle.
Yeah, shut that down quick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I thinking, okay.
You're going to play on this basketball team.
Another text here. A.D. Hanna, next. A.D. Hanna Chester Cooper. I'm an FNM, but would love to have him as prime minister. He's articulate, intelligent, and savvy.
See?
But does he have the institutional knowledge?
You mean PLP institutional knowledge?
No, at a state level, at a national level.
Do we need that?
Of course you need it.
Did our last prime minister have institutional knowledge? See? You see?
You see where he is on the list, right?
Yeah, I see where he's on the list.
Okay, then. Yeah. Let me tell you why. You remember I was asking the people if they know why they couldn't find Jerry Roker in town, right? I found out why they couldn't find Jerry Roker in town.
Yes.
I tell the people, if you don't know, before I found out, before I received the answer, I didn't find it out from my own research by asking somebody graciously told me. But before I found the answer, I said, I don't think you could be a member of the Senate if you don't know why they couldn't find Jerry Roker in town. We got a text earlier in the show, and the individual was pointing out to us that people like Maureen Duvalier and certain other people are not real Bahamians. They're not authentic Bahamians.
Maureen Duvalier, the singer?
Yeah.
How about she's not authentic? And she's a name brand.
See, like you tell me Baby Doc.
She's a wholesale name.
If you tell me Baby Doc is not a real Bahamian, I tell you his daddy was, though. Papa Doc was, though.
But Baby Doc, Papa Doc born into the Bahamas, eh?
Right.
Really not with him.
But if you don't know why they couldn't find Jerry Roker in town, then you don't know why it is you cannot say that Maureen Duvalier is not a Bahamian. Because you don't understand the working and living conditions, the culture of the time. You don't know the economic and social and legal relationships between the Bahamas and the countries surrounding it. Like Haiti. I was going to say Anagua, you know. Meguana, but they are, apparently. Haiti and Dominican Republic. There's a great importance for institutional knowledge and legal, and then separately legal
history.
Expertise.
I think that Chester Cooper has that.
Do you hear him reference it when he speaks?
Let me segue.
Okay, I agree with you.
Let me segue. Do you believe? I believe that he's going to vie for leadership. Do you believe there will be a active pushback by the PLP when he challenge or whenever. I mind you, I think if Philip Davis will go for a second term, you know, this power is hook you.
Yeah.
He could be 90 before he leaves.
Let me answer your question. Let me answer your question by not addressing it directly. I think the best future for the PLP right now is Chester Hanna Martin with Hanna as deputy leader.
For 2025?
2026.
2026?
Yeah.
And
Hanna and Cooper.
Not Davis going for one more term? Or do a promise Christie. I only going for 2 years and I can let you come up and then say I ain't moving no more to his deputy.
Yeah.
I gotta keep you out.
Now some people would say that the prime minister needs to continue his carbon credit climate financing, climate change conversation. Some people will say no. The Prime Minister, for that agenda to push forward, the Prime Minister needs to remain as Prime Minister and continue that conversation. But locally on the ground, the best bet forward is Cooper and Hannah Martin for the party. For the country, I say Hannah Martin and Cooper as deputy leader. But for the party itself, the party ain't ready for a woman leader.
The PLP is not ready for a woman leader? All them women they have inside there?
Yeah. See, the PLP enjoys the support of PLP women that enable them to lead the men to lead better if they submit. But they're not ready for a woman with the public.
Let's go back to text. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Out of the here's the next text. Out of the 7 women in parliament, who likely will dare text? I'm not
text reading
that.
Text are going too far again.
That's very personal. Chester Cooper who told Bahamians, and I quote, this is another text. Chester Cooper who told Bahamians, and I quote, this is a quote from the texter, a crime against a Bahamian is horrific. A crime against a tourist is just a stupid thing to do. As to say tourists, no. As the texter then goes on and says, as to say tourist lives are more important, he should
I understand that.
Be least likely to be elected too.
I have this.
He's a little tone deaf, and that's sort of what I'm talking about.
Spatial awareness.
In terms of institutional expertise.
This part. Mm-hmm. Politician most likely. No. Which one is this? No. The number man most likely to become a politician. Yeah. Adrian Fox. Dr. Adrian Fox, the doctor.
This is what you call a moment of silence. Maybe the world will catch itself.
What you have against a doctor?
He's not a doctor.
Adrian Fox.
It's an honorary doctorate and the doctor title.
Miles Monroe was an honorary doctorate.
And the doctorate.
And he's Dr. Miles Monroe.
The doctor title should only be used at the institution.
Dr. Miles Monroe used it all the time. Dr. Miles Monroe used it all the time. He's a doctor.
You also say he wasn't a Christian. That boy was wild.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that's who I believe the politician most likely will run for a member of parliament in the 2026, you said?
Yeah.
General election?
When the boy Michael in town starts singing, can't find Aaron Green in town, mm-hmm. then you know why. You can't mm-hmm. find me in town. Let that happen. Another text. Minnis is very Trumpish. His international advisors have worked with Trump. First of all, what do you mean Minnis had international advisors?
I know.
That's a lie. Mm-hmm. Dear Texter, why would you say, make me say that out loud? I refuse. I mean, but that actually makes sort of sense. That sort of makes sense.
The politician most likely to cross the floor, I would say Iram Lewis?
No, but.
Yeah, from Grandmama.
No, man.
I believe me.
Yeah.
Me, I believe Iram Lewis is going to join the COI.
See,
I just said I believe he can join the COI.
That can't wait.
What do you mean can't work?
What he could do?
I don't know what he could do. Become leader. Become leader of the COI. And then Lincoln Bean become deputy. Move Maria Daxon. Watch for it.
A moment of silence.
Watch for it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Most productive politician would be who? We said the Deputy Prime Minister. I will say Leslie Miller. Whatever she put her hands to do, it tends to be a bang. And I would give her most photogenic. Those dresses be flowing. Even when she in her Christmas pajamas, it just look nice.
You know, so we still haven't gotten the budget report for the independence celebrations yet.
We ain't gonna ever get that. Why you was asked for these things?
How then do I assess productivity?
You didn't go to none of the parties, that's why.
This is true.
You know how much t-shirt I get?
This is true.
You know how much independence bag I get? You don't know. Most productive.
Another text says, Aaron, y'all are right. You mean Mr. Newry. Mm-hmm. He said, Iram is finished. Oh, I see now. Mm. Okay, most productive. Clay Sweden.
Claes Frieden is proving to be the great white hope. Is that a good quote? Great white hope. They do that in boxing when he's like a superior, like doing a well. He's the only person I know is bulldoze Shatty Towns. That's impressive. I didn't know.
Was he in the tractor? Was he in the bulldozer?
He was watching them bulldozer the people's house. Then put him inside the dilapidated place to say, you all can live there by social services.
He's not theirs.
Yeah. How the family island going?
It ain't.
It ain't going.
I mean, the complaints, I don't even want to call it complaints because people in Andrus and Family Islands, they're not complaining. They're registering grave concerns and trying to make it work.
Decades later, Harbour Island still don't have the light, consistent light. They're all shutting off.
I mean, on Christmas Day, people in Long Island experienced a power outage and were concerned because the last time it happened, it lasted 2 days.
Mm.
People in Eleuthera still having electricity and water woes.
Let me ask you, you believe that Hubert Minns will challenge at the convention Michael Pintat?
Yeah.
You believe he could win?
It all depends.
Depends on what?
On the structural integrity of the party itself. Will money trump institutional knowledge?
And I say money is important to me.
Yeah.
I think that's a prerequisite.
I mean, and I will say I know money is important to political parties. You can't have a convention without money.
Mm.
You has the money, it seems, rules. All right.
Okay, hold on. Let me guess this one. Watch me beat you. Politician most likely to become a millionaire by 2026. I can throw the name.
You think I get problems with it?
Once it ain't, I mean, maybe because somebody already threw out a name. You don't remember the first name that got thrown out? You say your name and I can say the one.
I say Miss Joe Beck Hobie may be the politician who'll become a millionaire by 2026.
Well, she looked like $1 million.
Yeah, she looks good.
All the time.
Yes.
Well put together.
Well put together.
Yeah, but why?
Why? Because she's a smart lady. She does investments.
You would have to be very smart to, quote unquote, do investments as a politician given the narrow and rigid restrictions, financial investments. There's a text. Activist C. Allen Johnson, who has seemingly become a politician again, is most likely to be elected and most likely to be elected to first replace Richard Johnson at the next FNM convention.
I agree that C. Allen Johnson is active and very more politically vocal than usual. But I remember his result for the local government in Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the people in Grand Bahama would do the same thing again. No votes.
All right. There's a texter here that's very upset that I didn't read their text.
That's the one which you read?
Why are y'all afraid to read my text? Well then, because the first text you sent was who's likely the next politician to die? Who's the next politician likely to die before the next election? We don't want to know. We don't want to speculate, texter. That's why I didn't read it. It is inappropriate and it is offensive. The next one was, out of the 7 women in Parliament who likely will get pregnant before the next election.
Court of mercy.
Why would you ask that, texter? Now, if you're questioning whether a absorb, no pun intended, the vast majority of a politician's time and render them ineffective as a politician, that's one thing. But surely a husband should be equally concerned with the birth of an upcoming. Anyway, the point is, we don't care. Texter, we don't care.
What about this?
I don't want to be offensive to you, texter. I don't think it's worthy.
What about this, Aaron? Most likely to be unelected. Whoever is the MP for Michael, nobody knows his name. Nobody knows. People in Michael don't even know who the MP is for Michael.
I say that.
The very idea that we had a ex politician campaigning in the gentleman's constituency 1 year in and actively campaign and say, we got to get rid of him. I don't think he can make it. I think he might not even get nominated no more.
Who are the Andrus MPs?
I don't even know the Andrus MP. But I know he had a good song during the campaign. And he gave some ham and turkey. He got a sponsor to give him ham and turkey for South Andrus. North Andrus say, I ain't trying to get nothing. But South Andrus get ham and turkey.
Okay, so Minister Leon Lundy is the
South
MP
Andrus.
For Central Andrus.
Yes, South and Central Andrus. He give it ham and turkey. He's straight.
Did they give out gas at the same time? Did they give out electricity at the same time?
No. Some of them might have to keep...
Free appliance repair at the same time?
No. No.
What's a turkey if you can't cook it and can't store it?
Yeah, he may need to work on that.
Yeah, what struck me is two things coming out of Andrus. The first was the beautiful gymnasium that was constructed initially for the purpose of the Bahama Games.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't completed. It wasn't completed until after the Bahama Games.
Mm-hmm.
And then people thought it would be okay to just suggest none of the games were intended to be on Family Islands when the media clearly documented your original plans.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
And but the point is that he was celebrating the completion of the gymnasium that was intended to be built in time for athletes to practice and prepare for the Bahama Games and then play their games in the Bahamas.
That's why we had Nassau representing Andrus. Where the caller going?
Caller, call back, please.
That's what you're talking, man.
No.
Let's go to caller. Go ahead, caller. Call girl once.
Nah, what's going on for the show?
Go ahead, man. You're on the show live.
Good morning,
hey,
sir.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Nguyen. Good morning, Miss Green. Happy holidays to y'all, too.
Politician most likely to become a millionaire.
Me? Listen to me. In this thing that I support called politics, you got to know your role is to stay supporting people, voice notes, talk shows. That's my role. I don't come out of my lane. I ain't that dumb and I ain't that stupid.
Do you get donation for doing that?
If I get donations for doing that?
You're not an American, but you could plead the fifth to it. Don't mind him.
I
stand in my lane what I get at with people like me. Yeah.
So you do that for free, do it? All these talk shows.
But hey, Aaron, Miss Green, I heard you mention Mr. Leon Lundy. Listen, right?
Uh-huh.
He's an MP that lives here in Nassau. Right?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
that's all you had to say.
Can I finish?
Yeah, please? Man. Based upon you.
His base is here in Nassau, right?
Yeah.
But to say that the person who here is still 100% in contact with his people in Andrus. I know that. Now, Ms. Green, listen to me. If you got MPs that I support who I feel, you know, going by the wayside, I will say it. But that one there, he is in contact, in tune with his people in South Andrus.
Let me ask you this,
I don't want to go into details, but I know why I say that.
Do it. Let me ask you this. MP most likely not to be elected. In the PLP. Go ahead.
MP who is most likely to be
not to be elected. Yeah. Go ahead.
Cecil, and you're in if I answer that question.
It's for a couple of them.
Mike, anyway, do it. What's going on?
Let me put it to you like
do
this.
It. What's going on in Andrus? Ain't making any sense.
Let me be real with you and your listeners this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know the MPs who constituents have a problem with, all you got to do is keep your ears, like we did, like say, to the ground. You got some persons in the Progressive Liberal Party, Aaron and Cecil, you don't hear nothing about. You don't hear their name called. You don't hear nothing. All you can hear is when their constituents demand this male or female doing good. And it surprised me, as a supporter of the Progressive Liberal Party, to see how many of the females... I can say this, I might get condemned with this, to see how much of the females are more in talk with their constituents than some of the males.
All of the PLP female MPs are doing a good job. Every last one.
I'm telling you, man, especially when you hear persons, I don't like to single out people, but that lady, Pia Glover, her name is be ringing for good things that she's doing in the public sector and in her constituency, Golden Gates. So,
thank you very much, DeWitt. I appreciate it.
I saw.
When I asked which politician most likely to write the next politician write their memoir, Pia Rowell. She's going to write a book about being a model, fashion, going into politics, leading this. I think she's going to be...
You think so?
Yeah, man. All of that.
Okay.
And recruiting models.
You hear what I tell to it? You go, didn't hear? Okay,
let's
sorry.
Go to the next caller, man. Let's go to the next caller. No, let's go to the next caller.
Oh, sorry. Good morning, caller. My apologies. Good morning, caller.
Good morning again, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Yes, ma'am.
So ask me, Mr. Nuri, the question.
Oh, Nuri had to step out for a second.
Okay.
Who do you think is the next politician to be unelected?
The being a Grandstown man.
Who's that? But I mean, the fact that I can't remember his name offhand will just let you know. That's what I mean.
I try to remember. Watson. Wade Watson.
Ah, Watson.
Wade Watson.
Okay.
Because listening to the persons who, his campaign generals who helped him to get there have abandoned him.
Yeah.
You know, so they all bad-mouthing him. So I don't look for him to even be nominated.
I got you.
You know, and alongside him, I'm in towards Patricia DeVoe also.
Why?
She's not present. She lives in the community, but you don't see her. I don't even know what is going on from one point to the next until I pass one evening and see what's happening.
Now,
so I don't get no notice. I don't get no information. I don't get no nothing.
Is that her fault directly? Is it a fault of the constituency office? And but at the same time, is it still her fault because the constituency office is under her control?
Exactly. You see, if you are in control of Erin Green's show in the morning,
yeah.
So if something to be said on that show is not said and you give it to somebody once or twice and you notice that it wasn't announced.
It's on me.
Whose fault is it that it was not announced?
That's what I tell.
Should you do a follow-up?
That's what I tell PM Davis all the time. Not to speak so, I mean, maybe I should add a little more.
And then you're talking about who's likely to become a millionaire. I'll have to say Mr. Davis. I'll have to put him in that lineup because all this traveling he's doing, I don't see him bringing home the hog, so I'm assuming the hog's going somewhere.
Okay.
Sorry to say it like that.
I got you.
Because we're not seeing it. We're not feeling it. They're always touting these big numbers. But where is it? Who is getting anything from it? Our debt is still piling up. The debt is not being paid off. So where is the money going to? Where is it going?
Thank you. Thank you. That's why public disclosures are so important. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Yes.
It's a level infrastructure to reinforce the integrity of the state and state actors.
Do you have any more text?
Oh, plenty more. Plenty more.
I want to add that for most productive, also Pia Glover Davis' role in terms of, because everyone giving her kudos.
Yeah.
Because she's being productive.
Definitely. Absolutely.
She's working.
Absolutely. Good morning, Cecil and Aaron. Most photographed Prime Minister, the Honorable Brave Edward Davis. Most photogenic, the Honorable Pia Glover Role. Remember, she's first time. She doesn't get honorable yet. That doesn't mean we're saying she's dishonorable.
She's honorable when she gets minister.
You sure? Cabinet minister, you get honorable right away?
Right away. In two terms, you have it for life.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, man.
You got to perform, man. Mm-hmm.
And the senator, the honorable member.
Can we take honorable away if you don't perform?
No. That's part of the thing.
This is the perks, eh? The Honorable Pia Glover Role now is Honorable Pia Glover Role for most photogenic.
Yes.
The next category is most scandal-ridden.
Who's going to be most scandal-ridden?
Somebody before the courts. I ain't going to call their name.
Okay, so we can't call their names. Go before the courts.
Most unpopular, Amenis.
Yeah, Amenis is unpopular, though.
See, having that Alexander, that could be a blessing or a curse.
Yeah, anyone with that Hubert Alexander,
yeah,
people
could
don't
go
like.
In any direction.
Yeah, people don't like. Strong personality.
Most productive, Chester Cooper. Most obnoxious, Menace again.
Yeah, okay.
Another text. Irem didn't give or say nothing. Why is he still sitting in Parliament? And did you all realize that Menace never said he wanted to be leader? They are forcing him.
Who forcing him?
The people who don't have money. That's not what the text said. That's what I said.
Or people who don't have access to money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dear Texter, you know why I didn't want to read your first text, evidenced by your last text.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that critical thinker ran in local government and campaigned for his two FNM candidates on the ground on KCX radio show on Love 97 FM and at Gate on Election Day, encouraging people to vote for those candidates, and those candidates won. And C. Allen still came third, losing only by 3 votes, needed to be first to cross the post.
It was only 3 candidates. When you come third.
Man, Yuri, why are you...
This is when you come third. See, I used to run track. It was only 3 houses. I always come third. It's called at last.
Dear Bahamas, everything is about perspective, right? Because what I read from this is that C. Allen Johnson ran in an election. Mm-hmm. He campaigned for the other candidates mm-hmm. and still only got beat by 3 points. Mm. See, it's a whole different party after that, but you come to it and only 3 people in the race.
You come third.
Another text. Most likely to write their memoirs is Philip Brave Davis on how he was born poor and survived Hurricane Perry G. Christie's 20 years of leadership suppression.
You notice how all of these politicians, all these leaders are telling the story of poverty, that they grew up poor?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The only thing left is my daddy was a Surrey driver.
Hmm. And they all go in private schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That government school people say they poor, man.
Yeah. And, you know, all of the poor people whose parents send them to university to become lawyers on a straw working salary.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. We got 4 minutes left, Mr. Nuri, and some more text to read. I think we go into a break, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You're on 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success. And it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes, free. Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 Packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And, of course, Aaron Green is with me. I know we have the last few minutes, so I want to run through all of these texts so we read as much of, as many of them mm-hmm. as possible. Go ahead, Aaron. Just run through
the first text says, your father was a customs officer.
They'd normally be rich, customs officer.
Listen.
We have many a customs officer who's mega millionaires making only $30,000 but when they retire.
Listen, my father died when I was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. They called me out of school to tell me. Right, my father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I know little of my father, an adult man. I cannot speak to his record as a customs officer, but for the things that people tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak to the man he was because of what I experience and because of what people tell me. I know that I am extremely privileged, not because my family is extremely rich or that I personally am extremely rich, but I know that I have privilege, and I hope that I can use my privilege for good, to bring balance, to bring equity and equality to the Bahamas. That's all I could do. That's all I could do. Text, Davis is already a millionaire based on his declaration. I don't know because I ain't see the declaration. Another text. Yes, I commend the female PLP politicians. I love the trio Pia Glover Roll, JoBeth Colby, and Leslia Miller Bryce. They are active and productive.
I agree with you, Glenn.
Thank you, Texter. And a good blow. A good blow. I don't know if any historian. Another text. There were 6 to 8+ candidates in C. Allen local governor. Okay.
Anyway, we got to go.
We got to go.
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much for texting in. I enjoyed the show today. Have a wonderful day.
In the sin a letter pining, filly a bed, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices. body on the brakes. A new and glorious morn.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.